We're here on KSOM as we continue to look back at the high school baseball season, and Tri-Center certainly had a great season, just could not overcome Underwood in the very end, losing to them in the sub-state finals. Again, we got a chance to broadcast here on KSOM. Max Kuzil, head coach for Tri-Center Baseball, with us now. And coach, that seemed to be the story of the season, just could not quite get over that Eagle hump throughout the year. But otherwise, I mean, a 19-5 record and a great season overall.
Yeah, the kids played well. We had a good season, a lot of fun. Underwood, they're obviously a good team, and having the Luck kid there pitching, he hasn't lost a game since his eighth grade year. So he's definitely a tough guy to go against, and we lost to him three times. So that was three of our five losses. And one of the other losses was to the Cool kid in Logan, which is a good team they made to state, and he's an all-state pitcher as well. So nothing to hold their heads down about for sure. The kids played really well, had a good season, and gave ourselves a chance to get back to state. But like you said, we fell a game short. So they had a great year.
Yeah, and a fairly young squad. I mean, you do lose a few seniors like Akil Corrin, a Carter Kunze, we saw after the game, and he'll be off to a great football career at Grandview. And Lincoln Thomas, what can you say about your graduating players?
Oh, the seniors, they had a great career. They really did well this year. It's kind of fun to watch them develop, and not just as baseball players, but as young men. It's always tough to say goodbye to them, but you also got to, cut them loose and let them do their thing. But, as far as our program went, Carter played when he was an eighth grader, and Lincoln and Kale played when they were freshmen. And, in the 5 years that they were in the program, and they won four district championships. So that's pretty good. There's a lot of schools, there are a lot of classes, I guess you could say, they did that in their 5 years in the program, won the district championship four times. So they're pretty successful for sure. They'll be tough guys to replace, but we always have guys that are ready to step in and have their chance to prove what they can do too.
What can you say just about what Cale Witt did this year for you as a hitter, as a positional player, shortstop, as a pitcher? I mean, he was just, he was your workhorse on the mound. He was your top hitter. It was just an amazing season for him, and hopefully we'll get some consideration at the All-State level.
Yeah, for sure. And he's an All-State player. I don't know if he'll get anything or not, just because sometimes it's tough to get the kids in the Western Iowa on there. But, he's just a ball player. I mean, you obviously could see, when he gets on the mound, he can throw the ball hard, but he's a pitcher, and he just likes to change speeds and hit his spots and throw a lot of strikes and let his defense do the work behind him. He's a phenomenal shortstop. He loves playing the outfield. He loves playing center field. He plays there quite a bit because we've got other guys that can do a good job in the infield too. So he was playing in the outfield when Carter Kunze was pitching. So, he's just a guy that you can plug in anywhere, and he can do a phenomenal job. I mean, as he's a junior now, he started when he was an eighth grader at shortstop. And there's times where we've actually stuck him behind the plate too. And he's just an unbelievable catcher as well. So you can put him anywhere on the field and he would be successful just because that's what he is. He's a ball player. And his hitting, he just continues to be a consistent hitter. He gives you good quality at bats. And baseball, he makes the game look easy, and it's not easy. So that's kind of fun to have. And we get him for one more year, so that's great.
And then Tristan Gunderson, to me, it was kind of like one of your most improved players, I thought. I don't know who you thought was your most improved player, but Gunderson at the plate, I mean, it just seemed like every game when I was reading off scores, Gunderson was a producer. he just put up numbers, every single game and came on for you. I mean, what can you say about what he accomplished this year?
Yeah, Tristan's he's a leader on the team, and he's a worker. He's a hard worker, and it's always good to see those type of guys pay off at any time. But he's really come through in the clutch for us a lot. He is a guy that, last year he hit a walk-off home run in the district final for us, and then you know, this year we had a tough game against TJ. We're battling back and forth, and we're kind of, you know, short on some pitching, and it was kind of being a, kind of a high scoring game, and we blew the lead, and we're down by four going to the last inning. He had a grand slam to tie the game. So, you know, he comes up big with some big hits because he's a pretty even killed guy. He can't really flush, you know, get him flustered too much. He's pretty even. But he just works so hard and he's got confidence, you know, something that when you work hard, you know, you got confidence that you can get the job done when the team counts on you. And that's a huge thing. And I just, you know, Tristan's just a great kid. He is. Every umpire that calls the game behind Tristan comes back and tells me what a phenomenal kid he is. And he is. He's just a great, great young man. So he's a good kid to have as your leader on your team. And again, he's another guy we got for another year. So that's going to be pretty positive for us.
So, I mean, coming back next year, you got Witt clearly as your ace, but pitching wise, you know, Lincoln Thomas, Carter Kunze, Cale Corin all graduate. So that's going to be a huge loss. Just developing your pitching depth behind Witt. I mean, who are some of the guys you're going to be counting on to take up those roles next year?
Yeah, we got some guys that can throw strikes for sure. Baker McCarty, he was a freshman this year. I think he pitched about 20 innings for us and did a really good job. He's a guy that's got some really good stuff. He's a strike thrower, and he can throw his pitches four strikes, and he can also, you know, make guys swing and miss too. So we're pretty excited about him. You know, he'll just be a sophomore next year. You know, Trenton Heber came in, pitched for us a little bit. He's kind of been a guy that caught and played the outfield for us, and we used him as a pitcher this year, and he did really well. So he'll be a guy that we're looking forward to, you know, being on the bump for us. And you know, A.J. Harder had a really good year last year, and this year he spent some time going to some football camps for quarterbacking, which you can understand. You know, he's done such a good job at quarterback, and went to some college, you know, tryouts and stuff for that. So his arm wasn't really up to pitching too much this year for us. And so hopefully maybe next year we'll get him back, because he is a really good pitcher. He throws about five different pitches and can really, you know, get hitters off balance. And if we get him back, that would be a huge plus for us. But if it doesn't, we've got other guys too that are, you know, wanting to come in and pitch. We had Cameron Cook came in this year and threw for us a little bit as a freshman and did really well in some tough situations. And we got Brody Widener too. He's a guy that threw for us a little bit this year. He's got a little bit different release point and makes it tough on batters. So, we got some guys that definitely we can stick in there. And like I said, it's going to be tough to fill in the spots for Lincoln and Carter and Cale, because those guys have been really good pitchers for us. But we got some guys that have been doing really well at JV. You know, Kai Sonderlin threw a couple no-hitters this year in JV, and he'll be a guy that, you know, we'll lean on to have him throw some innings too. So, I'm looking forward to see what some of those younger guys can do for us at the varsity level.
And so just overall, you know that Underwood has Lutt coming back next year, and they might even be better next year because they had some young freshmen in their starters that in their starting lineup that could only improve. So what are you going to have to tell your guys? What do you have to do with your guys to get them to the point where maybe they can, you know, not just stay competitive with that team, but try and knock them off next year in the conference?
Yeah, you know, when we played them at their place the second time this year, we lost them 2-1 and definitely had our chances to win that game. The thing about it is they don't make very many mistakes, and, you know, he's a really good pitcher. And, you know, and the reason we had a really good shot that game is because we threw strikes and made plays. And we got to, you know, we had our chance and we just didn't come through, but we gave ourselves definitely a good chance there. So, you know, the district or the sub-state final game, you know, that's really what hurt us. You know, they had one hit and we just gave them too many freebies, gave them too many walks and we hit 10 batters. I've never even heard of anybody getting hit 10 times, but we seemed to that to happen. And, you know, they had a game plan coming in, and it was obviously to, you know, get as close to the plate as they possibly could, and anything that was inside they were going to take, and it worked for them. So, you know, we're going to have to make some adjustments and do some things different. And you know, they credit to them. You know, we started off that game this year and did some things really well. And, you know, that first inning had some really good at-bats against Lutt. And he's just a smart ball player and a great kid too. And he made some adjustments and and we didn't. And that was the difference of the game there. So we just got to learn from what we've done and what we've done in the past and get better. And I think that too, and the law of averages got to catch up with him sometime too. So we'll just hopefully give ourselves a shot again. And that's all you can ask for. Give yourself a shot to try to, beat Underwood and beat the Luck Kid at the, give yourself a shot. And I think we could have some players who could do it.
Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season. And best of luck down the road. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. We appreciate your guys' coverage, too.
Max Koziel, head coach for Tri-Center Baseball, with us here on KSOM.